The end is near?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This morning, General Motors has come right out with its mortal fears. GM said in an SEC filing that bankruptcy is a real possibility if it cannot stop the financial bleeding and generate some cash. The company's already gotten $13 billion in federal loans, and it's seeking a total of $30 billion. Paul Eisenstein follows the auto industry for the DetroitBureau.com. Paul, what is GM saying today?
What GM is saying is actually what its auditors are saying, and that is that they have substantial doubts about the automaker's continued viability. This is probably what the worst critics have been saying and what they have feared most inside GM.
Substantial doubts. What does that statement mean for the auto industry?
Now, that's a big question. Exactly how you interpret that is unclear, and we're sure to hear GM try to put a spin on that over the next day or so, especially as they continue to push for the next tranche in their bailout here and more money coming from overseas governments to save their European operations. But clearly, what it seems to say is that in a continuing downturn, where the market cost them another 50% drop in sales last month, it raises questions about whatever they do being enough to survive.
Do we have any more clues now as to what GM will do to try to live?
Well, we know that GM is going around the world at this point begging for cash. They have put in for a multi-billion dollar bailout in Europe. They're going to take it any way they can, whether it comes from the EU government, the Germans, the Spanish, the British. Heck, I was willing to drop a euro in while I was over there for the Geneva show if it would help.
Paul, we just bailed out AIG this week again. What are the chances we're going to put more money into GM?
I think that there is probably support from the Obama administration because they realize that letting GM fail is, first of all, symbolic, much like Lehman Brothers was last year. To let GM go down, which could have a huge domino effect, is something this administration clearly fears.
So what could be the last straw, then, to kill GM?
Well, it's clear that if GM does not get the bailout from the Obama administration, the additional cash it wants, it can't survive. But at this point, it is in a situation where there's a lot of other things that could really cripple it. If it doesn't get the bailout in Europe, its European operations go down, about 300,000 jobs. And when you lose that big a chunk of your empire, it becomes increasingly difficult for even the core here in North America to survive. So right now, GM has to convince a lot of people that the auditors may have doubts, but that it can survive. And it's becoming much more difficult by the day.
Paul Eisenstein with the DetroitBureau.com. Thank you.
Good to be with you.
We'll see how Wall Street reacts to General Motors' words in a couple of hours. GM shares are down about 10% in pre-market trading. European markets are falling, down 1 to 1.5%. Asian markets were mixed today. The Dow came off its recession lows yesterday, adding 150 points up to 6,875. Retailers are reporting February sales this morning. No surprise here, they are down, but not as dismally as in January. Retailers are making some progress in controlling inventories.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
For college-bound students and parents, this is FAFSA time. That is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. In other words, the incredibly complicated form you have to fill out to get financial aid from the government. Marketplace's economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us. Chris, President Obama says he wants to overhaul the financial aid system. He wants to cut out the banks. What is his plan?
Right. So we have this system, and it's called the Family Education Loan Program. And you can get your federally subsidized student loan through the banking industry. And remember, the government's underwriting the risk here. And the government's also paying the interest rate while you're in college. And it's been about a $4 billion a year subsidy. But the government's had this program since the early years of the Clinton administration where you just borrow directly from the Department of Education. So you're not paying out any subsidy to private lenders. There's no extra $4 billion going out there. And what the Obama administration is saying is, let's phase out the subsidies. say the taxpayers about $50 billion over the next decade, and we're going to have students take their federally subsidized loans directly from the Department of Education.
If the private system is so inefficient, Chris, why do we do it this way?
It's this term called, this really ugly term, privatization. Privatization's kind of turned into this rigid ideology, and it's this notion that the private sector is always more efficient than government. Not necessarily true. And I think the student loan program is a classic example. There's every reason to believe that the private sector's made a nice little profit off the U.S. taxpayer for being less efficient.
So you're saying the last thing we need right now is helping out banks? What a crazy idea.
Well, let's get banks back into the business of actually making loans and evaluating risk. And yes, I know at this particular point in time, it's probably a little bit strange or a little bit of a detour to be beating up on the government, the taxpayer, throwing extra money into the system. Nevertheless, we are going to come out of this. So let's set up a program now that when it's time for students to borrow for college, they just do it from the Department of Education, directly from the government. If we're going to subsidize it, let's do it that way.
Are you sure you want taxpayers to take on even more risky loans, Mr. Farrell?
You know, the default rate is a little bit higher than the published default rate on student loans. And boy, we could have another discussion. I think we've seen the bursting of a student loan lending bubble, as many other bubbles have burst. Students are still going to borrow. So we're going to partially subsidize those loans. Let's do it the most efficient way possible. I've never quite understood this notion of why reward inefficiency.
Marketplace's economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thank you.
We'd like to know what you think. Visit us at marketplace.org and click on Contact. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.